Kendi and Ravo podcast, sponsored by Maves and the Garavo Bar.
Oh, that sounded like spluttery shite, didn't it?
I'd go, no, I have no headphones.
Oh, by White Hag. Open it up to that lovely sound of a spluttery old shite.
Fair play to Bob Coggins.
Yeah, Cog Bobbins, Cog ladies Bobbins, and gentlemen.
White Hag Brewery in Ballymote, now sponsoring our beer drinking requirements.
Yeah, you know, you have to say that. First of all, fair play to them.
Yeah.
Oh, I enjoy me some White Hag. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Please drink responsibly. Yeah. You see, that's the thing. When you get a sponsorship, you have to say it, like,
oh,
we can't pull the wool over everyone's eyes.
Thinking we're actually like the stuff.
Yeah, so did you ever notice, like, people on the Instagram, and, yeah, like that, no, we actually do, like, we've always drank this.
Yeah, we really like it.
Well, no, we haven't, yeah, genuinely
no,
have
no,
always.
Genuinely now, we very much like
it. But if you have a sponsorship, you have to declare it, like, you can't, like, yeah, you can't
pull the, that's advertising no. standards and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there's advertising standards to this. Yeah. Also, now that we're drinking beer, we should say, please drink responsibly, probably. We can get in trouble for that. Like.
Yeah, no, I think it's no harm.
Drink responsibly, but if you're going to drink, not responsibly, drink White Hag.
Drink what?
No, don't drink White Hag. Only drink White Hag responsibly.
Yeah.
Like I'm about to do right now.
White Hag, the responsible beer.
The responsible drink.
Yeah.
White Hag, enjoy it with a friend.
Yeah.
Who can look after you.
Responsibly. Yeah, that's nice. Mm. You like that?
White Hag.
White Hag.
Are you safe? White Hag. Don't be going out on your own now.
Bring a friend.
No, Cog.
No, Bob Coggins, thanks very much.
You have a New England iPad. I have a Session IPA. This is their, obviously, their big one. This is the one that sells all
Little
the time.
Little Vaughn is the big one, yeah. I have the New England IPA, which is nice.
You enjoying that, though?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not fit for it, though.
Why? What's wrong with you? You said to me today, before we came in, you said, I'm not feeling great, Mark.
I've had an awful few days.
And I said, in your life or just
no,
like...
No, I've had an awful few days. It all started Saturday night.
No, let me do it first before you do that. You think you're wrecked?
Oh, right. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
You think you're wrecked, right?
Yeah.
Try having two kids.
Yeah. Has been bad the last few days?
I just have to say, no, I'm not going to get into it because that is actually where I go to you. No, you haven't had it that bad.
But let me say my thing first.
Yeah, you say your thing and then I'll belittle it. Yeah, perfect.
So, Saturday evening.
Yeah.
Myself and my good lady wife joined the pop-up theatre group, right? Mm-hmm. Which would be a very, 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 very great theatre group here in Sligo.
Yeah.
They had all bought tickets to go see the musical Hamilton.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, did you go see us?
So we went to see Hamilton up in the Bord Gáis Theatre.
Oh, fuck that.
It was absolutely tremendous.
Oh, it's great, no, but no.
With the exception of a few things.
Go on.
Right.
First of all, there was no rapping.
Well, actually, don't mean can I give a small bit of my review of the Hamilton experience?
The great thing about doing the Hamilton experience, Ray, is you can go to town on this because sometimes we talk about local theatre in here and you're like, I didn't enjoy your man. Your man's a butcher downtown. He wasn't great now. Like, you know. So you can call these out if you want, like.
Yeah.
Go on.
It was a great production. I had problems with the sound, right?
Oh, yeah.
No, you wouldn't think it.
They were missing a few XLRs, right?
No, what happened was there was bits of the show that were awful quiet.
Yeah.
And maybe I was sitting too far from the stage.
Uh-huh.
But I can tell you the speaker over my head didn't sound like it was plugged in. And I was this close to getting the ladder out and see, could I figure out what was wrong.
Come here, you don't think it was show dynamics or anything like that?
It probably was. Yeah. But it just wasn't enough for me. There was times.
Ray needs everything level at unity all the time. Everything has to be the same level.
I like
level
everything
of sound.
At zero.
Yeah.
And I have to. It's at times the piano player sounded like it was coming off the little amp plugged into the piano.
He had no Casio that he got in Spitz.
Yeah, it sounded like
and he hit the demo button. Da, 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 da,
it sounded like da, he switched da, off the piano. Da, da, da. So I wasn't enjoying those bits. But and then there was a couple of the characters that weren't as good as the ones that you see on the Disney show.
Ah, come on now.
I won't
Ray.
Say who though.
Ah, come on now. You thought that your but man who was playing. Is Hamilton a fella?
Hamilton is a fella.
Is he the fella who sings the song, I'll Be Back? I will. It sounds like Daydream Believer.
Yeah.
They stole.
Daydream Believer.
They stole Daydream Believer.
They did.
That's from the Hamiltons. And he comes out with his big blonde skull. You didn't like him. Is that what you're saying?
No, I liked him.
Oh, you liked him. Okay.
Yeah. No, we're not going to go through. Because I actually, it's mad how I feel bad pointing out people in an international
yeah but your man
but I don't mind
who runs the shoe shop downtown who's doing local theatre raise like I'm not sure he wasn't great now I'm saying it on the podcast
yeah
you know it's sometimes like will you call out the big dicks like,
call out the big dicks
you never fight for the little man that's your problem you're always fighting for the big
dicks because it's not nice I feel bad now I couldn't say it.
Again, your moral compass is backwards.
Backwards, yeah,
you're
totally backwards.
You're like, I'm adamant we're going north. You're not, you're going south.
I'm more conscious of like very famous people's feelings.
No, don't be conscious of that at all, because they don't give a shit about you.
That's true, yeah. But, but if they knew me, they probably would give a shit about me.
I don't think so, no, no.
Well, they'd give less of a shit if I go out.
If you were made out of green paper, they would. Yeah. You know? It's okay to criticise everything, really. Okay. Everything's open for criticising.
Okay.
But like, sometimes there's no point, though. Why would you be criticising the local stuff?
Yeah, let's leave it then. So.
No, but we can criticise these flutes. We don't know them. They're not going to be listening to Kenji Rabo. Your man from Hamilton's not boo-hooing right now going... The boys are saying they're absolutely shite.
Well, nobody, they're not absolutely shite. They're absolutely tremendous.
Okay.
But your man that played Burr.
What's Burr?
Burr is the alternate to Hamilton.
Okay.
So Hamilton's the protagonist of the whole show.
Okay.
And then Burr is his alter.
Is he called Burr because he's cold?
He's Aaron Burr.
Oh, I know. What? Yeah. His name is Aaron Burr.
Aaron Burr.
Okay.
The guy that does the Burr character on the Disney, there's more grit in him. There's more just, a bit of...
So he didn't quite have it,
He didn't quite have that bit of grit.
Yeah.
He almost came across a little bit less gritty.
Okay.
And I wasn't enjoying that.
Okay.
I like the grit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were such a fucking connoisseur.
I'm a connoisseur.
What happened to you, man? Jesus Christ.
But
overall, there was the show.
Overall, it was a marvellous show, but it was absolutely destroyed by what happened to me.
Why?
So, I landed in, I did my usual cinema experience, right? I brought with me a bag of giant buttons, because obviously you can't get them there. So I snuck them in Laura's bag.
If you were eating Doritos in the middle of Hamilton, I got the head.
They do popcorn on the board gosh. So I had a big medium popcorn for myself.
A big medium popcorn.
No, I had no business getting the large.
I don't want to get a big large and one now. No get a big medium one.
There's no point getting the small, because Laura did that hit. So a medium is kind of a happy medium.
The big medium popcorn.
The big
okay.
happy medium.
Yeah.
So I got that and I was chowing into it like it was going out of fashion for the first song.
Okay.
And whatever happened, I managed to burst my tongue on one of the popcorns.
But bite it.
Well, I don't know what happened.
There's nothing more. It's so annoying when you bite your tongue.
I didn't bite it. I thought that a little bit of popcorn got stuck under my tongue.
Okay.
Now, I can't believe this is podcast content, but look at that.
But you're, as well you know, after 260 plus episodes, everything.
this is
especially when Ray comes in with stories, everything is podcast content.
I sat there for 2.5 hours.
All trying to gnaw it out.
And if anyone was looking at me, I was chewing the gums of myself. Yeah.
It was a great old show, but the fella beside me was out of it on coke.
I kept sticking my finger in under my tongue and covered in saliva. I was in absolute hype for the whole thing, thinking I had a little bit of popcorn. I'm worrying.
Do you know what the thing is? You were worrying yourself. You're a Dutch pig, because if I was sat beside something to you at that show, you'd just be like, how can I enjoy this with this fella fucking frothing and eating his hand back? It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
I got through the first half, and obviously I had a bottle of coke him with me to wash down the buttons.
You're
and
so
popcorns.
White trash. You're going to see Hamilton in the teaser and you're fucking and you're drinking coke and eating popcorn and buttons.
So I looked up online.
Like you're going to see a scary movie.
Yeah, I looked up online, how could you get an old popcorn kernel out from under your tongue? So they recommended a variety of different drinks, like a fizzy water. So I bought one of them at the break. I bought a cup of tea at the break. I bought a Kit Kat at the break.
You're so white trash.
I bought a heap of stuff at the break to try and loosen it.
Yeah.
And none of it worked. But Laura was absolutely fascinated with me as she watched me at the bar, chasing my cup of tea with some carbonated water. Right, blowing the kick
but
out.
But did it not
me.
Wreck her evening?
No,
that you were
she
at
was
that
completely
shit.
Engrossed in it. That's the great thing about Laura when you go to these things.
She doesn't pass any
She doesn't. Yet. She switches off. She's no longer my wife at that point.
Yeah, she's going again with my wife.
Yeah, Nicola will have an experience. Don't feel like she's going to be your friend throughout that show. She's gone.
I'm not going to it. Yeah. I couldn't give a shit about that. Come here, speaking of getting stuck in your
teeth. I didn't finish my story.
Oh, sorry, yeah, go on, yeah. Oh, excuse me.
No, sorry, go on. No, but I didn't, because it ends up very bad.
Oh, you lost a jaw.
I lost a jaw. No, I'll just speed forward there. So I kept being worried, and then eventually I got to Enfield, the service station in Enfield, where I went in to try and get more things to try and get rid of it out of
so
my mouth.
So it's still there?
I'm still stressed out about it. And I go into the toilet, I look them out to see, can I find it? And it wasn't a popcorn kernel on my tongue. I literally cut my tongue. I get a little
Oh, it was a little nick.
A little nick. And
little
that's
Nicola.
What I thought. I had a little nickel on my tongue.
Yeah. And you were filling it with sugar.
I was giving everything to it.
You were filling it with every dose of sugar.
Every food and drink and throwing it on. My finger was in and out there and aggregating.
Were you going to get an abscess?
But this is the problem. It has worsened as the week has gone on, and now it's spread to my throat. So yeah. I was very nearly going to cancel 262.
No, I'm not surprised you got an infection. Like, you literally opened up a wound and then dug at it for 4 hours.
Forcefully dug at it. Aggressively searched it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
so it's screwed now, is it?
So I shouldn't really be here because I don't feel great.
Oh,
so
well.
I'd like to apologise in advance of today's podcast.
No, it's good. No, you're actually in all right form. The thing I was going to say was... half related, just reminded me of it there. Because I've told this story to two people now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they've both gone, what is wrong with you? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which usually means just, there is something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Okay, so Nicola would be quite adamant, and I'd be interested to hear your perspective on this. Nicola would be quite adamant that I have...
special needs. Is that what it is?
Definitely.
She's all she's told us, like.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, she texts, I should get tested. No, it's kind of half related stuff, funnily enough, but that I she would call me a classic overthinker.
Oh, okay.
Would you say that?
I don't see it
don't
as much.
Don't overthink it, though.
No, because you hide it well.
You think?
I might know you are overthinking something, but you don't really let on.
Yeah.
Which is great.
So I would have spent a lot of my early life, and certainly into my 20s, with no sense of embarrassment whatsoever.
It's a great way to be.
Which it was a great way to be.
Yeah, free. You were free.
Yeah. It was an amazing way to be. And it's the reason that I've done loads of the stuff that I've done.
Mm.
Like, not mental, but like gigging in pubs, not giving a shit what happens.
Yeah, no one cares. Like, I mean,
like, you're just like,
you're not great, and yet you're there every evening.
Absolutely. But you know? I'll tell you one thing, if you don't want to get a source of embarrassment, if you want to fix that, go gig in a small town in Roscommon.
Why?
Yeah, because you'll soon find
out.
Oh, like, you can't be embarrassed in there because it's just old boy. Like, they will challenge you.
So when did you turn?
So I reckon it was probably, this podcast definitely didn't help.
It didn't help.
Yeah, it didn't help with the public aspect of it.
Really, because you're afraid now of meeting people and then...
Yeah, I've said that before, that obviously I'm afraid that people will be disappointed by meeting me. Not that we're famous, but like some people
or
are like...
Or that you think that this goes so great the way it is when it comes across in the thing.
Yeah, well, that's true, yeah. Oh, I hope he's like
that's
that.
That's kind of an narcissism. I'd be afraid now that I wouldn't meet her expectations after.
No, a little bit of that though. Like people probably think, you know, like I've said it before, they're kind of like, oh... That's Kendi. This is going to be just wall-to-wall crack. And it's not. Like, it's we're not like that at all. No. But anyway, the classic overthinking, this is where it came from. I told two different people this story today. I told Nicola and I told German Sarah,
right.
And they both...
She will forever be called now German Sarah.
German Sarah.
Yeah. To differentiate her from the other Sarahs.
Well, there's a lot
life.
Of Sarahs in this island.
Yeah, there is. And we don't want
there's
any
only one
of
German
Sarah.
Sarah.
There's only the one German Sarah.
Yeah, so no more. If you are German and your name is Sarah, please stay where you are.
Please stay where you are.
And that's nothing to do with close the borders or like that. We have enough German Sarahs.
We have enough now, yeah.
There's enough. I'm all for bringing in German Sarahs, like, but when is enough, like, you know?
True.
Anyway, that was a bit of satire on the current far right, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Okay, hang on now.
That in tune. Go on, Bob.
So... Last night, Sarah said to me today, oh, I didn't take you as such a classic overthinker.
Oh,
and Nicola said, oh, you didn't, did you not? Yeah. And I was like, what does that mean? Yeah. And I started overthinking that then. She was going to leave me.
Fair enough, yeah.
So last night, doing a gig covering for Lukey in a pub in town.
The open mic,
right?
Yeah.
And two of the staff members from said pub are in there just enjoying their night, like drinking.
Of course, yes.
One of them was with them earlier, the two left. Anyway.
Did you say one of them was with them earlier or two left? So there's two of them in drinking.
Yeah, two of them were in drinking for a finish. Right. That doesn't matter.
One of them was
the
with them earlier.
There was three. It was to start.
So, right.
Yeah. There was three to start. One of them ended up behind the bar working, two of them ended up the other side of the bar enjoying the evening.
Thank you.
Okay,
you
there
just
you go.
Threw
it, I know, and it was a nothing piece of information.
Yeah,
either.
But it's important to the story.
It's not. You love all the really not important parts. I tried to breeze over it. Anyway. It was my birthday, so they on the Sunday night had already given me a cake.
Yeah.
That was left upstairs.
Yeah.
Jack says to me, here, I'll get you a cake there.
Lovely.
You
know? Was it a nice cake?
Oh, beautiful cake.
Better
I brought
a
home
Swiss roll.
I harshed into it. It was like a fancy Swiss roll.
Harmonica did.
I harmonica did, right. I came at it like a flute. I came up from the other side.
Right.
And so anyway, gig finishes. I go over and I say, cheers, fair play, chief of the cake, whatever, I'll see you soon. And I threw my arm around Jack.
Yeah.
Right, and
Jack being the manager, I've said.
Tis, I've said, and then Laura, the other lovely, lovely lady that works there, threw my arm around Laura with the paper bag in my hand, and I swung the bag all the way around the front of the two of them.
Yeah.
And knocked every pint on the bar all over their two
phones. I thought you were going to say you hit her in the boob.
No.
That's where I thought you were going.
Nah, no, that's
I can see the swinging package.
Yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden this awkward moment and you had to leave immediately.
No, this was way more.
Is that cheating, Nick?
I would have preferred that. I would prefer that.
The, right. Oh, so you smashed all the glasses.
All the glasses all over their phones, all over them. And in that moment, I wished I was on. I wished that the pub was 20 stories high so that I could jump out the window.
Yeah.
Because it was so mortifying and embarrassing that... And this was the most embarrassing part of it all. Oh, right. This is the part that killed me. It's about being belittled, I think, that makes me
Did someone belittle you?
No, but like they wouldn't mean to, but I just don't like the idea of it. So,
so you're telling me you spilled all the drinks and then you were like...
No, but wait, you tell me if this next sentence is embarrassing.
Right.
So I was cleaning, grabbing the blue roll. Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry. Not
up
really.
The bar, buying more pints for them.
Yeah, well, yeah. I didn't do that, but that would be done. Nobody. No. One of the... Laura just said to me, Mark, it's all right, just go home, Mark. And then I was like, oh, that sounds like I'm drunk and I've made a bollocks of the evening.
Were you drunk?
No, I wasn't even drinking at all.
That's what I was thinking.
I just got sucked up in the embarrassment of it.
Oh.
And I just went, and I went home. So I got home at about 5 to 12.
Hmm.
And I sat in the living room until 1:30 in the morning, just going, I'm a fucking stupid pig.
Jesus,
I couldn't help us. I was just...
So just because of the way she phrased it?
Just because of the whole event then. The whole event flashed back towards me then and I was like, oh, I was that wanker in the pub.
Yeah.
That fucking ruined everyone's evening.
I don't think you did.
No, I did. I ruined their evening. Like, I destroyed them.
But you're only able to drop a spilled beer.
It was 2 pints of guinea.
I wouldn't worry about it. There's more in the pipe.
See, that's a great way. I wish I was like that.
This is I've actually heard a really good statement there recently, or one might call it a quote.
I nearly dropped this fucking beer as well on the way up.
Yeah. So I fell on the TikTok, which is great. Every now and again, some fella jumps out of a TikTok video at me and goes,
wow! Crouching tiger, hidden influencer.
Here's a small drop of wisdom for you.
Go on.
And he said to me, you're in charge of what you think other people think of you.
That is brilliant.
So
that is brilliant.
You were the big Egypt last night, going home, thinking that they had a negative impression of you.
Yeah.
After the years and years and years of goodness that you've brought to that said pub.
Yeah.
And you went home and spent an hour and a half sitting in your living room.
That is so true. So I have been...
You're the Egypt.
Yeah, I've been contemplating this all day.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, in previous Kendi's lives, I kind of run in 5-year lives, really, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, 5-year cycles.
Anyway. I wouldn't have batted an eyelid. I would have laughed my head off and said, I'm tying off Egypt. Jesus Christ, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Or no, when they said, it's all right, Mark, let's go home, you would have made the usual joke going, fine, so I'm just going I'll go home.
Yeah, I actually did say, I am going to go home before I burn the pub to the ground or
knock
something.
This is good. Now, that's the way to deal with it.
No, of course. But then when it was only when I got into the car, then it was like, you know, when. You know when Tommy Tiernan sits in the back of the bus in Father Ted?
The bad
and it just hits him.
Radiohead hits him.
It just hit
radio.
Me and I was like, geez, I ruined their evening. What a fucking agent I am.
Yeah, and do you know something? And this is an all seriousness.
But is that not good to be self-reflective, though, to a certain extent?
To a certain extent, it is good to be self... You're doing very well to be aware of it.
Yeah.
To be aware that what you did last night was wrong.
Yeah.
I don't mean spilling the drink. I mean sitting for an hour and a half wasting everybody's time.
Yeah.
I mean, you do realise that there are tools that people can give you. And they can, you can, apparently I've heard of these things.
Like drugs?
That these cognitive behavioural tools, which allow you to kind of recognise, because you recognise, it's a pity you didn't recognise it at 11:15 sitting in the living room.
I know.
Going, geez, this is a very rational thought process. I might go up to bed.
Yeah, no, I couldn't do that at all.
Yeah, but when did you come out of it? When did you come out of it?
When I realised I had to go to bed, because, do you know what, I didn't come out of it at all, because it was just that Layla was awake then.
Are you still in it?
I'm not, because I'm telling you about it now.
Yeah, so
I'm
a little bit like... You're out of it now.
I'm a little bit out of it. I'm a little bit out of it. But I do want to cut to the...
The candy.
You definitely do need some source of self-reflection and stuff, because I'll tell you another story, right?
Okay.
And I'll try and tell this without people knowing who I'm on about. Well, they won't know who I'm on about.
That's my favourite type of story.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'd be trying to guess as well.
Lovely. No. Okay, so there's another pub in town, right?
Right.
A different one.
Yeah.
Where there's a gentleman who got barred from the pub.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So he got barred from the public for literally being just a head melt.
Oh, okay. That's just a good reason to bar someone.
Yeah. Like, not like...
Everybody was just taking a...
He wasn't like fighting.
No.
Right? He was just wrecking everyone's head so much.
By talking, or was he
just
doing?
Just by talking.
Just by talking.
Or messing with people.
Oh, yeah. No
messing
good.
With like more vulnerable people than him.
Yeah.
And just being told, you know what? Would you get out of here? Like, and you're not allowed in anymore.
Yeah.
Right? He has since come back now, and he's a young lad, like, in town, like, you know. So he has since come back now and begged to get back into the pub, and they've kind of gone, all right, but no more of that stuff, yeah?
The stuff you're at.
Me, and I hope we're all the same here. We have Jamesy here as well instead of Brendan. Yeah. If I got told, Mark, you're barred from this pub because you literally are wrecking everyone's head, I would be so mortified to go back in there. But some people are so not self-aware that they just go, I better figure out a way of getting back in there. They don't go, geez, I wonder, is it me?
No, there's no self-reflection.
Did I do something?
There now.
Like nothing. Like he didn't go, fuck, maybe I should change my ways and not wreck everyone's head.
Now, was he back in and he's wrecking everyone's head?
No, he's back in. I haven't seen him wreck anyone's head. Like,
so he's actually, now that's the other thing. That if you get barred and all of a sudden you're going, shite,
no,
I've messed up there. I want to get back in and I want to do things right.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I think you're being really nice by saying that. No, and I don't mean that
I'm
in a joking
really nice
way.
Guy.
No, I think that you're... I think it's a bit more oblivious than that. Mm-mm. I think he's more just going, but this is where all the boys go, so I'm going to be in here.
Yeah.
Because I can like almost... do you ever hear of... what is it that is something... A zebra can't change its stripes?
Stripes, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I have a feeling it could happen again, like, you know, any moment now, because I've seen it 10 times from the same source.
Yeah.
You know? So, and this, I think, might be the second time he's been allowed to... You know,
there are some people that don't have any self-reflection.
Can I tell you another story as well? Can I tell you another amazing story?
Yeah, let's go. Yep.
I watched. Sorry,
I think we have time.
I watched a bag of coke for about an hour and a half before anyone noticed us.
What?
In a day, I know I'm saying loads. I gig in loads of different pubs. This was probably about 2 months ago. I can't believe I ever told you this. Doing a gig, an establishment.
Yeah.
Not in Sligo. Okay. I won't say where, though, because people will know, well, he only gigs here and here and here. Anyway.
Right.
I know the manager. A fella comes in. I don't know who he is, but you can tell the manager goes up to him and says, I don't want any Coughlin out of you tonight.
Yeah.
That's what the vibe you could get from the conversation. And from what I got, your man goes, what are you on about? There's not going to be happening here with me, like, so don't be worrying. And then this fella proceeded to sit up on a high stool right in front of where I was playing. Mm-hmm. And while he did so and took his jacket off, a big bag of coke fell out of his jacket.
Are you sure it wasn't baking powder or dip dab?
Do you know what, Ray? I'm not sure.
Salt.
But I'm going to act on a presumption here now, Ray.
Or could have been sugar.
That if there was two different things, if someone was going to bring baking powder or a bag of coke to a pub, I think probably
in fairness,
96%
of
the time.
It's a long time since baking powder was a popular thing to bring to pubs.
96% of the time, that's probably coke. Anyway, I watched it for well over an hour.
This bag of cocaine?
Yeah, and where your man...
On the ground. In the
until
bag.
The manager eventually saw us, right underneath your man's feet and said, what have we here, Darcy? And your man goes, that's not mine. And so your man goes, well, it probably is, like, but... And he just threw it in the bin. And you could tell your man was like, I got away with that, but I also lost a bag of coke. And I'm
how much is
out.
That now these days? What's that's the street value?
Like, I'm really bad. So it was about, like, let's say if it was 15 milligrams. No,
oh, so
what's
it was
the weight? 15
bag.
Grams, yeah. I think that's 3 million street value or something.
3 million euro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so anyway.
That sounds
now,
right.
Yeah.
That's tough on your man.
Oh, it's a lot of money to lose.
A lot of money to lose.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd break into that pub afterwards and get me coke back.
A little bag. Give me back my coke. Outside the door. Can I tell you another story of a time that I watched a bouncer kick the head of a homeless gentleman, no?
Why?
It was brilliant. I was in the pub.
Brilliant?
No, it was funny when you think about it. So this, he's not a homeless guy. I feel bad saying this, but anyway, he's kind of an alky, like, you know? Mm-hmm. So... And he got into a pub that he shouldn't have got into.
Right.
And it was hard to get him out of there again.
Yeah.
So they eventually coaxed him out of the pub. And I was playing, I was looking out this big, massive glass window, right?
Yeah.
He was chatting to a bouncer. And then he went for the bouncer, you know, which was a bad call.
It's never a good idea.
Not a good idea at all.
Especially when the bouncer's a big
man.
He
went for the bouncer and pinned the bouncer up against the glass.
Oh, he did well.
So the bouncer, obviously defending his corner,
yeah,
hit him two or three times into the skull, boom, onto the ground, okay, right? If you knew this fella, you would know that he has a head that's like a helmet, right?
Right.
It's like a crash helmet.
So he can take it.
They're all well able.
Yeah.
So anyway, I found out after that what happened was he got up and he said, I'm going straight down to the garage after you done that to me. And the bouncer said, no bother at all, because actually I think we should get the garage down here, right?
Yeah.
I think that's a good call.
Yeah.
And then your man said to him, All right, I won't get the guards. Just go in and get me six cans and we'll say no more about it. And the bouncer said, no, go down to the guard station. Will you ever fuck off? I've seen some stuff on my Giga Travels, man.
Are you wondering, is there a correlation between that now and you're overthinking?
What do you mean by that?
I don't know.
What do you mean by that, Ray? You've been thinking about that all evening. No, I've seen some stuff. I don't want to call out a certain town. I've seen a lot of stuff in Letterkenny, man. That is the one town where every
Letterkenny.
Time... Letterkenny, man, is... You see some stuff there.
See some stuff. Things.
Yeah, sorry to Donegal people, but God almighty, Letterkenny at 1:30 in the morning. It is...
It's a rare spot.
It's a war zone. Hmm. Man. It is a war zone.
I used to do it many, many years ago.
What did you do? Voodoo?
The voodoo.
Yeah.
The Voodoo Lounge.
I think that's a great pub at all. It's not. It's outside that pub that stuff happens. Like, yeah.
Well saved there now. I didn't
no, it actually is though. I've never seen a scrap in there. Honest to God, I've never. I've seen it across the road in the Chippers and all that. Like, it's nuts there. Like, you know.
It's mad.
Any other negative connotations around Ireland, Ray? Right? Like,
it's mad. I always think there's good material there for a television programme. 40 or decided to do it.
Or they've done it, like. Did you not watch On the Beat, no? Or
On the Beat? No, I'm not talking about On the Beat. On the Beat. But it'd be great just going around interviewing people bananas.
Oh, I mean...
If there was a fight happening, you know, tapping into the whole thing, we just want to find out what's the problem.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's a cliche, like, but that people change on drink, like, and that if you looked at yourself the night before, you'd be like...
Yeah.
But I wonder, would you, though, you know? I wonder, would you? Like, I fell out with a fella. You know I have a hot head. Like, not in a fighting way, but I don't fight, Ray. Yeah, don't be saying
that. One time, all right, that you were very intent on it.
No, I don't. I don't fight. But I. So my thing has always been, right, I fell out with a young lad a couple of years ago, right? Yes. He wanted to sing a song at a gig, and we were like, we don't really do that. But anyway, he threatened our drummer.
Mm-hmm.
He threatened to kick the head of our drummer.
Was that poor little Sean O'Reilly?
Was Sean O'Reilly.
He's very vulnerable, and you'd hate seeing him.
I'll defend him. The cows come on, Ray.
You will.
That fella's a pretty face, and he's keeping
he's
that
a little
way.
Angel,
he is a little angel.
Yeah.
So anyway, funnily enough, Sean wasn't even on the stage when this happened. Sean was like, what? He was like that, like, why am I getting my head bashed? He thought he was me. He thought, because me and Sean were both wearing the same t-shirts.
So that's not an easy mistake to make.
No, he's beautiful. So Sean was like, Sean came in and said, why am I getting threatened outside the pub? Yeah. I was like, sorry about that, Sean. Yeah. That threat was probably meant for me. But anyway, when that finished, I found out who the young lad was, and my plan was, even though I didn't go through with this, my plan was to meet him.
Mm-hmm. Because Zepark.
No, to meet him like
the day after for a coffee.
Yeah.
Oh.
To figure out, like, I wanted to know, was there a source of embarrassment there on the hot head the night before, threatening to
you
fight
wanted to
someone.
See was he regretful?
I wanted to go, let's sit down here now, two sober men.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And let's figure out what we did so wrong last night that meant that you threatened to kill our drummer.
Right.
Do you know what I mean by... Do you know what I'm saying when I say that, though?
Too, he may nearly have died. Because if he had thrown shots at Sean, little angel's heading him.
Well,
the Calvin missed it.
Will kill you. Yeah, Sean actually will kill you.
Sean has long arms.
Yeah.
You could be running away and you're
Sean is as close to a chimpanzee as you will get. Like, he is... If anyone ever, like... questions like evolution, you know what I mean? I don't believe in evolution. Just strip Sean O'Reilly.
Yeah.
He has long arms and he's hairier than I've ever seen. He is so...
Stop it now. You're not doing anything for the Sean brand here.
No, hang on. I'm saying is he is proof.
Yeah.
The poor devil, he must hate us. He is proof that we have descended from monkeys.
Okay.
Like, he is
moving
absolute proof.
On, so you were, did you ask your man to sit down?
No, I found out who he was and then I was told... And this is funny, like, it's kind of, is it introspective? I don't know. Anyway, I was told that he was struggling mentally at the time.
Oh, okay.
But it's still...
Give him a pass.
I still like the idea, though, of going, let's not fight now tonight while you have 15 pints of Guinness on. Let's meet tomorrow and we decide who was right and wrong.
So what you're trying to do is you're trying to set up some sort of a committee that would literally go around the town at night, identify sources of conflict.
And then deal with it in the morning.
And then arrange for meetings the following day.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
What a great idea, because the hothead is gone and the drink is gone.
But then film the conflict that night,
yeah.
But then also film the meeting the following day.
Well, I mean, what... Is that not the best idea you've ever heard?
Well, I'd watch it.
I would love
I am watching it.
What?
I'm watching Below Deck.
Stop that now.
At the moment, we've gone on to Below Deck Sailing Yacht, which is effectively a crew of very
young... We're going to fight now tonight, Ray. We'll have to chat.
Crew of very young people who all go out in the beer, right? You know, between charters, to go out in the beer together. Mm. And there's all disruptions, right?
Nice.
And it's all captured on television.
Yeah.
And the following day, they have to talk it out because it's there on black and white, the television.
And who are the actors? Who's
they're not actors. They're real people.
What?
Yes.
No, no.
It's not scripted.
Sorry, you've missed it. What I mean is the people in the show scripted. Is what I mean. Sorry. What not I mean scripted. Is, so between the writers and the actors, who? What's
There's
the
no
company
writers.
That?
Stop now.
I don't think you're getting it's what I'm trying to say.
It's reality television.
It's reality TV. Yeah. I think we have really stumbled on something there.
It's a good TV
what
show
a great idea.
Concept.
But do you genuinely understand what I mean? Is that like the irrationality, like...
Do you want to try it, Mark?
Even if you take that argument, for instance, like... So the gentleman gets annoyed that we don't let him sing that night.
Yeah.
I'd love to decide if the next night... So if we meet the next day, I would say to him, did I say something after that?
Mm.
Or did I just tell you you can't sing?
Yeah.
And then the next thing is then, does that warrant threatening to kill me?
Yeah.
Because you can't sing a song?
But...
And I want to see if he goes, no, I stand by that. Because you didn't let me sing last night, yeah. I think you
I still
should
want
be
to
dead.
Kill the drummer.
Yeah, I want to kill you. Well, not the drummer, you. I think you should be dead
right.
because of that.
Right.
Or does he go, that's a bit embarrassing.
Yeah. But me and you...
This whole episode is about a source of, should you be embarrassed, should you not be embarrassed?
Me and you could do this.
Yeah.
We could decide for the crack of a night to tip out, just the two of us. Right, we'll tell Laura and Nicola, look, we're going out filming a new television show that we're a pilot. Now, it involves us being out most of the evening and into the night.
Yeah.
We are going to have to visit several different establishments because we are searching for sources of conflict.
We'll have to have a pint in all of them, obviously.
To blend in.
Just
like
to
the
blend
last
in,
thing we'll do is be standing there with a big video camera and no pints in your hand. No, we'll have to bring a really small, we could use our phones.
Yeah,
like, they've come on so well.
They have.
In all these years. Yeah. We'll use our phones, 4K, it'll be unbelievable.
Yeah.
And we will go out for the, and we must do it probably for a number of nights until we start figuring out the best way to get the conflict on tape. And then we'll do the following day then, possibly Sunday roast of some sort, or maybe a nice lunch somewhere. And we'll do that in a nice place. And we'll be out of the house for a while.
Yep.
Nicola might have to pick up some slack.
It's all right, man. It's about time she did.
Laura might have to take on some more of the chores about the house.
No, bit of sweeping,
bit of hoovering.
Bit of Hoover in here, bit of dusting, bit of dry paneling.
I think this is good.
Yeah, no, honest to God, I think we should go out every night.
Kendi and Rainbow on the town.
Now, Kendi and Rainbow on the town. Search for blood, part one.
Search for conflict.
Search for conflict and blood.
Yeah, and blood.
Yeah, search for our vigorous out fighting.
If we got in with the bouncers in the town as well, they could throw us an old text. It's all kicking off down here.
Yeah, but then if you did that with every bouncer in the town, it's all kicking off, John. Is it you again, Paddy? That's what it is. Yeah, I'm fighting someone. I can't look at that. Like, but the thing is, as much as I think I get it, like as a musician, you know, like the dealing with the rowdy public.
Yeah,
like bouncers are. Oh man, what a job that is to do.
It's
must be impossible.
Oh,
listening to shy talk all day every day.
You have to remind me of something.
Go on.
You know the lads on holidays, the ones that do selling the sunglasses.
Oh yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And the handbags.
Yes.
I've seen them.
They're real, yeah.
They're real.
Yeah. The people, I mean, not the handbags.
But I'd love, I had this lovely kind of massive, I had this lovely thought about how they get into that role. That, like, they apply for this job and that there's some sort of a training college.
Oh, there is.
So you have basically a classroom full of lads and lassies all sitting there and they've been talked through how best to move or to sell the little toys, the silly little toys that they have or the little spinner things with the lights on them. And then a van drops them off in a neighbourhood.
You think they have a graduation maybe?
Yeah, possibly.
Where like they don't wear the hats out but they all throw the fake glasses in the air. And like, maybe some of the Dodge stupid hats.
And is it like an industry where like they all kind of talk when they're off?
Oh, I'd say they have a union.
Yeah, and kind of going, how are you getting on over there now? It's a tricky street that one.
Yeah,
now, but
that's
I'm doing
well
in it.
Well, they definitely do that for sure, yeah.
Hmm.
But the I can't imagine now that it's a level 8 now degree rate. I don't think the HU where we're sitting right now would be taking it on board.
No, but it was always something I wanted
selling Santa Panza.
I wanted to do for a sketch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To send people to college. The other thing as well, you're watching that Selling Sunset, aren't you?
No, Below Deck.
We should, are you not watching Selling Sunset as well?
No.
Does Laura watch that?
No.
We talked about that here before.
We might have talked about it many years ago.
Anyway, we could do a TV show as well. We are full of TV shows. Yeah. Selling Santa Panza. And Follow the Boys Around.
Follow the Boys Around.
So you know your boy who does the videos in Tenerife?
Yeah.
Your man who does the
I know the guy.
The famous fella, whatever his catchphrase is.
Yeah.
The laddie who sells the stuff. You have to pay him to do those videos now.
Ah.
He knows how to sell.
Yeah.
So that fella goes, oh, you want to put me up on TikTok, is it?
Yeah, to pay me.
£40.
What about the 14 African lads wishing you a happy birthday? What about that? Did you ever see them? is like a...
Oh, I love it. Can you pay them to do a video
yeah,
for you?
Yeah, you can, yeah.
I love that
idea.
They're
in like a village in Senegal or something. Yeah. You just send them Western Union, €50.
Yeah,
and next thing you get it, happy birthday, Anne.
I love that. I yeah. love those boys,
I thought that
man.
Was very good.
Do you think we should do Cameo? You know what Cameo is?
I don't think there'd be any call for us doing Cameo.
About three people a given year,
the
I'd
fact
say.
That, oh, speaking of which, by the way, I have to give a shout out to our firm favourite fan, Caroline, Lily Goose Hop.
Oh, yeah.
She Lily Goose Shop.
Lily Goose Shop.
And she sent us another package. It'll be arriving in Chapel Street.
Caroline, love you. Landon Chapel
yeah,
Street.
Yeah, yeah. So Luke, you'll have to pick it up. Hope there's more candles.
If that's not more candles or wax burning, yeah. I'm going to lose the head, Caroline.
Yeah, because we are running out of candles, but they're the best candles.
And also now, like, I'm like fully engrossed in the world of it. It's like when you buy Apple.
Yeah.
You know, you have to buy all the Apple gadgets that go with, and all of a sudden you're just locked in.
Yeah.
I'm locked into the Lily Goose wax now, yeah. and now I can't live without us.
Are you happy enough now with the coverage of the conflict in pubs?
I haven't been happy in a long time, but go on anyway, yeah.
Cool. Okay.
No, I'm joking.
I have three things I wanted to talk about.
Go on, talk to me about three things.
First of all, we went to an event.
Yeah.
Last week. It was the introduction of some new clothes from a brand called Farah.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. So, Farah.
Farah.
My favourite clothes brand. If you look in Kendi's wardrobe, you dirty perverts, it's full of Farah.
EJ was running a night. A night where they introduced all the new Farah clothes.
That's right.
The fancy new Farah clothes. And they invited celebrities.
Yes.
Such as myself and Mark.
That's right, yeah.
Two EJ's premises.
Celebrities, big dicks. They called it big dicks.
Big swinging Mickeys.
Yeah, big old swinging all hairy
and
old.
And Mr. Farah was there.
Mr. Farah
the
was there.
The man that makes all the clothes.
Mickey Farah.
Mickey Farah.
Yeah.
Mickey Farah was there, yeah. And Mickey Farah was surprised and shocked to realise that I live beside a place called Farah.
His name is actually Declan Farah.
Is it?
But come on, yeah. No, well, his name is Declan, but...
But he is not. I don't think it's Farah.
No, no.
But he was shocked when Declan I showed him on the Google Maps that there's a little place called Farah beside my home house.
Yeah.
And then a place called Farah Cross, which is a crossroads.
And there's a place called Farah Way.
No, it's Farah Cross.
I can't make a shout joke.
How did you enjoy the event?
I loved it.
Yes.
I like getting treated like king. I didn't enjoy...
Didn't buy anything.
What are you talking about? I didn't buy anything.
Well,
I spent £150 on the jacket.
Not according to DJ. And he was there.
Yeah, he's a dirty liar, right?
Oh.
No, he's a liar. The amount of money I put into that business, and that was the funniest video ever. Whenever.
What was funny
he was
about
so
it?
Dry about the when
you
he
got,
came out and said...
You got cut out of the photo.
Yeah, so I got cut out of it. So they had to make a judgment call. EJ's had to make a judgment call. They had a big shot country star.
The date on one side.
On one side of a photo.
Yeah.
And then... mediocre kind of sidekick podcaster on the other side. So they obviously didn't cut out Stuart Miles.
No, they couldn't.
They decided to cut out Kendi instead.
Yeah.
And I said,
and
that's
did you spend the night overthinking that?
No, because that's
no.
funny.
No, okay.
I don't. No, I would way prefer that, by the way.
Okay.
That so that's funny that you say that.
Hmm.
If they never even acknowledged me, I doubt I'd be like, lovely. I'm being left alone here now.
Yeah.
Disgrace.
Yeah.
I was delighted to be there, but if they were like, Kendi, we kind of just want Ray and Alan Clark
and
to
was,
be here.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
And it kind of was that. Anyway, I'd be like, actually, you've actually done me a huge favour.
But you
there.
Did buy something in the end.
I did. I said, that's it. EJ coming out telling me I didn't buy nothing.
I bought something too. I bought a lovely brown jumper.
Yeah, you bought a brown jumper. I bought a way more expensive thing than you did.
Do you know what? Yeah, and Laura looked at the picture of you in the jacket.
And she enjoyed
it. She liked that.
She didn't enjoy your jumper at all.
She just asked me, well, where do you think you're going with that? Like, were the lads there when you bought it?
Yeah,
yeah, they were.
Yeah, I really liked it though. Thing about Laura is she can shut up now, and I think you were cute as a button in that jumper as well. Genuinely, thanks to EJ's for having us though. It was class. We were like influencer guys that were there and stuff, and we got a free lovely t-shirt that I wear all my life now.
And by Farah.
By Farah.
Yeah.
I've always said it, by Farah.
By Farah.
Go on anyway. You have one more thing you said.
I have one more thing.
About.
Before I do a shout out, I went to see Enya Martin.
Oh! I think Enya Martin's class. Genuinely.
I knew nothing about Enya Martin before going to see Enya
Martin. She's giz a laugh. She used to do videos on the internet.
I might have seen them.
And now she's fit as a fiddle, right?
She's fit as a fiddle.
She's as fit as a fighting dog.
She's fitness, is you.
I probably shouldn't have said that.
Fighting dog.
I don't know. They're usually people.
They're usually fit.
They're usually fit. As,
yeah.
Yeah. She's as fit now, Ray, as fit goes.
She was in the Hawkswell on Sunday night as part of Sligo Live, I think. Yeah. And I got a ticket to go see her.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately knew I was in trouble when I arrived in the foyer of the Hawkswell Theatre. I was surrounded by women.
Oh, yeah. Well, they...
It was 90-10 women.
That's really good, though, because for years, fellas have been, like, going to comedy or whatever, and then all you like is them misogynistic fella comics or whatever.
Yeah, in fairness.
It's great that women have those people. That's same in the podcast world.
Yeah, but I wasn't
women
sure
never
what
listen to podcasts,
into.
But now they watch those two Bjors. What
the
are they
two
called?
Bjors, Vogue and what's
Vogue and Roz, is it? No,
Vogue and, the other one.
Oh, that's awful that we can't think of her name. I mean, obviously, I don't know who they are, like, as in, but that's not ignorantly. I just don't know who that are. But women love them, and that's class.
Well, I was very uncomfortable because I didn't know what I was getting into.
Yeah.
This was worrying now.
It was dub comedy.
I was going in now. Not only that, it was dub comedy specifically directed for women.
Yeah.
And there was me sitting in the greatest seat in the house. I was directly in front. I was four rows back from the front.
Oh, yeah.
Standing directly in her eye line.
Yeah.
And she spoke at length.
At you.
About womanly things.
Like womanly body parts?
Womanly body parts, womanly relationship situations, womanly everything.
Yeah.
And
does that make you uncomfortable?
A small bit at times.
I'm a bit more kind of liberal than
she's
that
very
way.
Funny.
No, I'd
she's
be
very
like,
funny.
She can talk about whatever she
she's
wants.
She told a very good joke. Do you think I can rob one of her jokes?
I mean, you've already tried to tell a joke out of this podcast.
Yeah,
you
cut that out.
Okay, let's get this one. Okay, come on. Tell me a joke, Ray. I can't wait to hear this.
So the joke that she made out, that was so her... Oh, I don't know. Getting nervous now. I don't want to fuck it up. So she said that tampons back in the day, this is the kind of stuff now she's talking about. Tampons back in the day was... I suppose I shouldn't be robbing her jokes, should I?
No, you've said, wait to hear this great
wait
joke
to hear,
she told.
She's very good. Yeah. So she said tampons back in the day was something that fellas wouldn't like to be going buying. So she said her mother asked her father to go down and get tampons at the shop. So the father went down, went in, asked the lady at the counter, where would I find the tampons? The lady said, down the back. So the father went down, got a few bits, came back up and checked out toilet roll and cotton buds. And the lady said, I thought you wanted tampons. And the father said, well, I sent her down to get cigarettes last week and she landed back with a pouch of tobacco. So on this occasion, she can roll her own.
That actually is very good. Yeah, no, that's a really good joke.
Yeah, sorry,
actually.
Andy, for robbing your stuff, but I just want a little tribute to you. It was a very funny joke.
I have to say, I've actually always enjoyed her. And you know, I find it very hard to get into Dublin culture. I think she's brilliant.
Yeah, she's very good.
Really good.
It's a great crowd as well. And
so if I could recommend some comedians to you, Enya Martin.
Yeah.
And there's another gentleman who is breaking me up right now. I've told you about him before.
I know,
what
you're
going to
say, Paul Smith.
Not Paul Smith. No, he looks like you, man. That's weird. That freaks me out. I mean, I don't mind Paul Smith, but
who's the other person?
Chris Kent.
Oh,
you know Chris Kent from Cork.
Oh, I know Cork, man.
Yeah,
yeah, he's very funny.
I think, man, he is. Yeah. He's something else.
Yeah,
there's
is
something
he playing anytime soon?
I don't know. Actually, I've really
would you go to see him?
Oh, I would, of course. Yeah. I've wanted to get him on this. I'd love to get him on the podcast.
We might get on for a manager to do that.
Maybe. Yeah. The other thing about speaking of people coming on podcasts
before you go, Dame Stuffy.
What?
Dame Stuffy was supporting Enya Martin.
Oh, that's right. There was a drag queen.
Drag queen.
Yeah.
And she does panto. He does panto. I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
So
keep an eye out for that drag queen.
That
by
person
the way.
Was on and the lovely version of the song Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But it changed the words to How He Blew You. And I to this day I will never be able to hear that song any other way.
So they've just ruined
How
Leonard
he
Cohen
blew
for
you.
They have to ruin Jeff Buckley for you.
How
or Jeff
he
Beck.
Blew
who did that one? Was it Buckley or Beck?
Buckley, I think.
Buckley.
How
Buckley did that. Jimmy Buckley did it, I think. that was supposed to be a real highlight, was the drag queen comedian, yeah.
That's me now.
Here.
Oh, and then we have to give a shout out before we get on to your people
on
the podcast. Michael Drummond. Yeah, he sent a message saying fair play to us, and I just thought it warranted mentioning him.
Drummond, what a brilliant second name.
Drummond.
That's a class name.
Michael Drummond.
Fair play to you, Micheál Drummond.
Who are you saying is going to be on the podcast?
Come here, 12th of December. Did you know there's a live show on in
Garavogue,
Kenton Rabel podcast, live with Micheál Donegal Daddy.
Yeah, it is.
He's going to be the special guest. The tickets are still available. Even though we got a good update today, now there's a good few sold.
I'd be getting
on to it now if I were ye. No, we did. We got that. We won't say what it was, but we got the comfort text today to go, ah, lovely. It'll sell out, guys. But that means you have to get them now.
If you do want to go, you'd want to get them.
So, so you can get them on Ticketmaster.ie if you search for the Kenton Rabel podcast.
Daddy's family and friends, though.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of them. And Donegal Daddy's kids. They've bought, there's three or four rows.
They're coming
just
as well.
Just for them. A lot of them never met them. They're just turning up, and it's going to be like one of those like Rachel Ray TV shows where we're like, well, actually, your kids are here, and they all start standing up, and he meets them for the first time. That'd be class. Anyway, so he's the special guest. We would love for you to come. To the Christmas special, because there'll be Christmas games, Christmas crack, and
all those things. We also have a special guest that'll be coming on in the next week or two.
Have
that's Sarah Allen Clark.
Oh, Alan Clark's coming back.
He's writing the book.
Yes.
Good luck at the book.
Yeah, he has the book written.
He's the book written.
He has the book and ready to book.
He sent it to me. Before anyone else got it.
No.
Didn't send it to you.
No, again, because it's kind of like the EJ's photo. I'm kind of just there with Ray for more stuff. Yeah.
She sent it to me and I am on chapter 3 and I'm getting through it and it's actually very, very good.
Well.
I'm surprised at him.
Does he mention me
in it? I thought
it
would be shite.
Does he mention me in it?
What?
Does he mention me?
Not yet. No,
chapter 6.
He probably got to know you later.
Yeah,
at
chapter
the moment,
6 or 7.
He's introducing his dog.
Oh, lovely, Cookie. Yeah,
Cookie's in it. This is a Cookie chapter.
Well, listen, that book is going to be out very, very soon. He's going to
come on the show and he's going to talk about it. And I'm going to quiz him.
Yeah, no, that's
on
good.
Aspects of his life.
Yeah, no, the good thing about that is we can be honest with Alan.
Yeah.
So you could really go to town on him about that book. Listen, patreon.com/KennyRabel Podcast if you want to watch the video that is currently being live edited by James. So James, thanks very much for coming in, flicking the keys off himself.
Thank you very much, yeah.
Thanks very much to Picture Productions and the Saigo Show and everyone here at the ATU for giving us this wonderful space.
And especially the best pubs in town. The pubs, not the pubs we were talking about earlier, best pubs in town.
The only ones with no trouble ever, and I love
and
them
the
so
best
much.
Bouncers.
Yes, the finest of bouncers. Maves where Barron. Everybody Bloody knows your name. Where is it, Ray?
Bouncers. Maves and the Caravo Bar.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ray, fair play to me.
Fair play to me.
Good luck.
Good luck.
The Kendi and Rabel Podcast, sponsored by Maves Cozy Front Lounge and the Caravo.